Yesterday we mentioned the Gemara in Kiddushin about Rav Acha bar Yaakov bowing down, and because he bowed down, every time he bowed, one of the heads of the demon that was there to get him got knocked off. And we explained that from the Marsha that wasn't a miracle, but rather that's a normal way of the world. Tefillah is part of the normal, natural order of the world, and when we perform the act of tefillah, we ask Hashem for whatever it is that we ask for, and then we're answered. That's not a miracle, but rather that's the way Hashem wanted the natural order of the world to be to occur. Might be a little bit of a deeper idea going on over here. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos and Daf Lamed Daled, and it's brought in the Rambam in Parakei of Hilchos Tefillah Chayud, Kriya Ketzad. When we bow down in our Shmon Esrei, how do you do it? Hamispal kore chamesh kriyos b'chol tefillah tefillah. The five times that you bow down, b'bracha rishona b'tchilu b'sof, at the beginning of Shmon Esrei, in the beginning and at the end of the bracha, u'b'audaya, in the bracha of modim b'tchilu b'sof, again at the beginning and the end. U'kishagomer atfilah korea posea shalosh p'siyoso, to at the end of davening. We take our three steps back, we bow down, and we move backwards. Then we bow to the left, we bow to the right, we bow in front, fine. Then he says, and from quoting from the Gemara, "Bamedvar ma'amurim behedyo." That's by a regular guy. Aval kohen gadol, the kohen gadol korea b'tchila kol bracha. Every single bracha, he bows down first. Ubesof kol bracha, and at the end of every bracha. Sorry, yeah. Of Hamelach and the king, Kevin Sheshacha Barishona Einam Agbia Rosha Shagomet Tefillah. The king, he bows down in the beginning, he just stays down the entire time. So Rashi explains that why is there the regular guy, then there's the Kohen Gadol, he has to bow more, and the Melach, he just stays bound down the entire time. Rashi says, Kol Mashu Gadol B'Yoser, whoever is bigger and greater, Sarach L'Karea L'Hash B'Latzmo, he has to go ahead and he has to bend himself and he has to lower himself even more. Seemingly what this is saying is that the greater a person is in this world, the more power he has, the higher his position is, so the more of a potential he has to become a balgaiva, to become a haughty person. And therefore, by bowing down more times, that gives us the opportunity to machnia ourselves, to lower ourselves in front of Hashem. In fact, the Sefer Ksav HaKabbalah, in Shmos, in Perek Tes, Pasach Chav Tes, he says that the Aramaic word for davening, like we see in the Gemara in Brachos and Dav Ches, is matzli. Matzli is the Aramaic word for davening. And that is the same word that the Gemara uses in Megillah and Dav Chav Gimel when it refers to falling down, for Nefilas Apayim, to fall down. Matzli means also to come down. So the same word for davening is the same word to go down, because that is what Davening is about us to recognize, you know, it's not all about us. It's not Hashem, it's really all about Hashem. And by bowing down, that effect that we mentioned many times, our outward actions affect what we feel inside. So by bowing down, that helps us recognize inside that we're lower than Hashem. And it's all about Hashem and not us. And the greater we become, the more perhaps we have to go ahead and bow down according to the halacha. So the very interesting idea, we could elaborate this for a very long period of time, but the Nefesh HaChayim writes that there's a segula to take care of all dangers that you're in. And this historically has been used. The Brisker Rav used to use this segula when he was running away from the Nazis, and people used it when there were terror attacks in Eretz Yisrael. The school is as follows, that you forget about everything else in the world, and all you realize is, you think about is Ein Od Movado. There's nothing besides Hashem. Hashem is the only thing that really has powers. You think the enemies have powers? They don't have any powers. The only power that exists, the only force that exists in the world, is Hashem, Ein Od Movado. And when you think that, so then all demons, all mazikim, all dangers, all enemies, go away. So it could be that that's really maybe what was going on behind the scenes over here. When Rav Acha bar Yaakov bowed down, the Gemara emphasizes the fact that he bowed. So by bowing, as we mentioned, as when we bow in our Shmon Esrei today, we're supposed to be thinking about how it's not us, it's not about us, it's all about Hashem, Eino Bevado. And therefore, that created, that activated that skula, which basically ended up removing the demon, removing the mazikin, removing that force that was there. Because it's not really a force. There is no force. So when you think about the only force, ain't old mavado, so then everything else dissipates, everything else goes away, and we don't have any issues. So we should think about, as we're bowing, as we're davening today, recognize that it's all about Hashem, and we should have an amazing day, an incredible davening.